Cary, North Carolina-based Jim Wilkerson lost $790,000 to a cryptocurrency scam. In an interview for Cybercrime Radio, he discussed the incident with us in detail, sharing how he was first contacted by the scammers.
I was approached by someone on LinkedIn. We just struck up a conversation and got to talking, and I was kind of led to believe that essentially that, well, there was an online trading app called Sundell. I transferred some money into the platform and did a couple of trades. I saw some return, some pretty good returns, and they actually let me take money out. I went ahead and invested more money into it. I sold some stocks. I withdrew money out of my 401k.
However, it wasn't long before Wilkerson's initial enthusiasm for the investment waned as questions about its validity arose.
When I went to withdraw money, that's when I got hit with this email that said, oh, we suspect that you're doing money laundering. You have to pay us 10% of what is in your account. We'll do a verification and then transfer the funds back to you, and then you will be able to withdraw your money out of your account. I contacted their tech support. They essentially fell to pieces and then just flat refused to speak to me. I pressed more, and eventually the platform just deleted my account altogether.
We asked Wilkerson about the emotional toll of falling for an investment scam.
Well, it was rather overwhelming, kind of like getting punched in the gut. Ultimately, you feel terrible about it. I feel terrible about it. I'll probably feel terrible about it for a long time yet to come.
He explained that there is little hope of ever getting back his lost funds.
I started looking online, and there are these websites called fund recovery type operations. I believe now that a lot of those are just as much of a scam as the platform that I was taken advantage of. Most of them require some kind of large payment up front, and then they claim that they'll go and file legal papers or whatever procedures against the bank and the exchange, etc. But from what I've read, you end up paying a lot of money to these people, and all you really get is promises.
So how can others protect themselves from falling victim to similar scams? According to Wilkerson, it's rather simple.
Never invest anything that you can't afford to lose, because it's a pretty good chance you will lose it and you may never recover it. So just be cautious, research everything to the absolute fullest extent.
To hear more from Jim Wilkerson, listen to his full interview at cybercrime.radio.